Rob, you can imagine my surprise over the weekend to pick up my copy of the National Enquirer and read the headline.
I'm glad you're still taking the Enquirer.
You better start dialing James Garner because the headline screams.
All right, let me reach over and dial our phone.
Actually, I see it's the Globe. James Garner, it says, at 83 years old.
Hold on a second.
Is a pothead.
This is my special James Garner phone.
It says here that at 83, he's been smoking pot for 50 years, recreationally at first, and now to ease his arthritis. I thought we should call him about that.
Well, I think we should definitely check in.
James Garner is a pothead. No, I was shocked.
He usually picks up on the third ring.
No Skype.
When we call
today.
Him. No Skype. Well, and James Garner's house? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
With this phone?
True.
Que pasa?
Hi.
Jim Garner.
Hi, James Garner here.
You know, I was hoping to get your Rockford Files answering machine.
Well, you don't have that. You know, you go back to the Rockford Files. Who's this? Who am I speaking
to? I'm sorry. I should introduce myself. It's Rob Spiewak with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob Spiewak, of course. That's why you mentioned the Rockford Files. You love that show.
Yeah, we all do.
I'll tell you right now, I'm a little high.
Really?
Already?
Yeah,
pretty early.
Smoking some Maui Wowie all morning.
So just really? So you know, Buzz is here with me. And so
Buzzy. Hey, how you doing? My old friend, Buzz.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
How are you? You're a fan of the Rockford Files, too, right?
Oh, yeah, big fan. Like to get high and watch it.
But you're a fan of the Reefer Files more than that, aren't you?
That's true.
Yeah, I'm a pothead.
Mike O'Mara
I'm a pothead, and I'm about to kick your ass across the state line, and I'm wearing the boots that can do it.
Just in the interest of total disclosure, James.
Total disclosure is what I'm all about.
Mike O'Mara is not with us at this moment. He's out shopping for cadaver parts.
That's wonderful. Oh. I'm so glad to hear about that, Rob.
Yeah, he's got a bum knee.
Thank you very much for the update.
Do you think pot would help him with his knee?
I think pot helps anybody with everything. Every movie I've ever done, every TV show I've ever done, every series, every TV interview, anytime I've ever been on any kind of media, I'm always all ganged up.
Were you blown away when you did Matt?
Was I bloated?
I said...
Was I bloated what?
Was your mind blown away when you did all of your Western television work?
Oh, Maverick. I was so high on Maverick, I don't even mind telling you. I couldn't even get on a horse most of the time.
You hurt yourself in a lot of those
And of course,
stunts.
They wouldn't let me near even the fake firearms.
Oh, really?
Even the blank guns, they'd say, keep him away from Garner. Keep away from Garner, he'll shoot somebody, even though there are no bullets in it, he'll shoot somebody
That's
anyway.
That's probably a good idea. Now, you know, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning where you are as we speak to you. Isn't that a little early to be into the gang?
Did you say 7 o'clock in the morning where I am?
Yeah, yeah.
You're actually talking to me at my house up in New York. I'm on Eastern time. As a matter of fact, I got just a little before 11 a.m. You know what time that is?
No, what time?
I like to call it cookie time.
Cookie time.
Yeah, cookie time.
I
About
love
12 times a day is cookie time in the Garner household.
Now, so you don't smoke it.
I don't smoke it. No, I don't smoke it
Did
at
you
all.
Ever?
I usually eat it in caramel form.
Oh,
I was going to ask.
That's what I enjoy right now. Hold on just a second. Let me just have a sip of my grape knee high. There we are. All that tastes yummy.
You picked the right show to come on. I have a question.
Boy.
One of my favorite movies
of yours.
You guys
crack me up.
I'm glad you enjoy the show. Yeah.
For some reason, this interview is making me laugh.
We've always enjoyed your work.
Uncontrollably. I don't know why.
My favorite movie of yours.
I don't think it's the interview,
What's your favorite
sir?
Movie? Yeah. Like the one with Sally Field.
No, I don't like that. I like.
What a piece of ass she was.
Yeah, I like.
Great jugs.
I like Support Your Local Sheriff. Did you ever spark up with Walter Brennan?
Walter Brennan didn't stick around that long after he'd get done with shooting. So and he always hated the fact that I was high.
Of course.
He'd always say, yeah, what's that smell?
You know who else is on that movie with you?
Hold on, more cookies.
Hold on.
They are tasty,
right,
aren't they?
For you.
You know who else was homemade?
They have to be.
Well, you could get them at one of those medical marijuana facilities.
Well, couldn't I? But I didn't. That wouldn't be particularly funny, would it?
No, probably not.
That's right.
I'd like to see him baking.
No real comedy in that one. Just, but thanks for participating, Mark. I appreciate it.
You know
thanks
who else so was in Sheriff with you?
What's that?
Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern now.
Did you ever?
I had a nickname for Bruce.
Really? Did you?
I called him The Source.
Sure.
He was the guy that provided all the good stuff.
He'd hook you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You still in touch with him?
Well, he was into the early hydroponic stuff.
Uh-huh.
And there was not unusual for us to go over to the Dern household on an afternoon and go up into his attic and see all of his black lights. And man, would he have an incredible stash up there. And I do agree that that's the better stuff, the stuff you grow inside.
Really? Yeah. You like to keep
hydroponic?
It in the house?
Hydroponic.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it
good
is, Buzz.
Yeah,
yes, sir. That's
organic.
What That's a funny word, isn't it?
It is.
I'm James
You're
Garner.
Having a good time.
I'm having a good time right now,
good
but I'm
for
old.
You. Yeah.
Now,
but it keeps me sharp.
Really?
Yeah,
at 83,
apparently.
The
yeah.
weed keeps you sharp.
It keeps me sharp.
How
yes,
so?
It does. Oh, well, you know, I think that it enlightens the senses is what it does.
I see. A lot of people have said yeah. that.
There's yeah. nothing I like better than having a nice cupcake and a glass of white wine when I'm getting all sparked up and high.
Come join us today. We can hook you up.
Come join you today.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea. I think I'll do that. How about we all spark up right now? It might help the show.
Sure.
That's good stuff.
Do you ever spark up when you're driving your gold Firebird?
Hey, you know, you want to get it back to the Rockford
Files. It's my best point of reference.
I'm not going to do it right now, but you know what I am going to do?
What?
I'm going to light this big fatty up, and I'm going to go out to the pool, and I'm just going to float all afternoon.
You're in New York City. It's 50 degrees.
Hey, Rob.
What?
I didn't want to mention that. Start the goddamn show.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It was the unveiling of Francis's cut of The Godfather. In the theater sat Francis with his quadrilla of assistants and editors and askuses, plus the rest of his production team were all there. The film was to open in 4 months, Paramount's big Christmas gift to the world. The lights went down, the picture started. 2 hours and 6 minutes later, the room began to fill with light. Francis, I want to speak with you, alone. I was on fire. And the prince himself took a half hour to get to my office. Thanks for showing, Francis. I couldn't help it. All my boys were telling me how great the picture is. They tell me not to touch a frame. The picture stinks, Francis. Got it? You shot a great film. Where the f*** is it? In your kitchen with your spaghetti? It sure ain't on the screen. Where's the family, the heart, the feeling? Is that left in the kitchen, too? Ooh, did Coppola glare. Schmuck. Name me a studio head that tells a director to make a picture longer. Only a nut like me would. But you're gonna do it. You shot a saga, pal. But you turned in a trailer. Now go back and give me a movie.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
That was the famous movie producer Robert Evans.
He was spectacular.
And the movie is called The Kid Stays in the Picture.
Right. Yeah, you know, I put that...
about his life that he actually narrated the book, and that was the book on tape.
Book on tape, and they built a whole movie around it. I DVR'd it like 14 months ago, and I'm yet to delete it because I still go back and watch
it. It's a fun movie.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Monday, November 14, 2011, and we are well over 10 million downloads and still growing every single day.
Wow.
Our show today is brought to you by the Oakton Wine Shop.
Yay.
They are here with us.
Are you sure that's the right sponsor today?
Yes, it is, Rob.
Okay.
I know it for a fact.
That's lucky.
Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton. Mm-hmm. They've got 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, over 50 handcrafted beers, and over 50 cheeses and pâtés.
Mm. Hey, pâté.
And we love this place. Oakton yes. Wine Shop also has delicious local creations, including artesian breads or artisan breads from Panorama. Right. OaktonWineShop.com. That's their website, and you can find out all about their wine selection at that website. Just hit the link on our webpage, and we would love you to check them out because they are here today. Both Brian and Kevin Gauthier here today,
yeah.
and they are here bearing gifts, and we will get to them in just a second, but I am frustrated because today, unfortunately, I cannot partake. I cannot even partake of a Diet Coke. Today,
oh,
I
cannot. Are you on a clear non-caffeinated fluid diet?
I am on a clear non-caffeinated fluid. Actually, just non. You know, they don't want anything in the system because
right.
In about 5 hours, I'm going to be getting the snip snip of the arthroscopic knee procedure, and I got no idea what they're going to do once they get in there.
And is it really arthroscopic? Because doesn't that mean they go in through another hole?
Yeah, they're going to go in do it through arthroscopy.
Through his ear.
So I'm
wow.
excited about it. I'm looking forward
hole?
To the fact. I asked. That's the first question I asked because when I found out
right.
that my ligament was, well, here's exactly what
he
said.
Are those like Altoids?
I put I put this on the webpage and I said,
ligaments.
My doctor, who is a bit of a funny man, he is he likes a good laugh. He's a big guy and he's a Notre Dame grad. And he played some football for Notre Dame and I like him. And he's one of the best in Washington,
D.C. I'm picturing Rob Riggle.
And I'm not going to mention his name because I didn't ask his permission. So I won't I won't mention his name. However, he says to me, and I'm sitting there on the little doctor's table with Carla sitting across from me.
Are you
and
in the stirrups? Doctor,
and no, I'm not in the stirrup. And the doctor's back is to me, and he's looking at the MRI, and he said, well, I got some good news. And I'm like, and I look at Carla, and he's such a, they're doctors can be teasers.
They, they love a good laugh.
And I look at Carla, and I go, yeah, yeah, like that. He goes, yeah. The good news is, these pictures are really good. I swear to God. Way to go, Shecky.
But see, even then, I would think maybe there's good news
That's
there.
What I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said the pictures are really good.
They're sharp and clear.
Now, the not-so-good news, and I'm like, as soon as I hear that, he says, there's what's left of your ACL.
Wow. Oh.
So the moral of the story, kids, is when you're trying to break your fall, don't do it when you're wearing Western boots.
Yeah. No.
Because
they're not,
that
not stable.
Are they totally totally behind you, the whole boot thing?
As long as I've known you,
you've always had a fancy pair of kicks.
Well, I've taken a couple of stumbles in those before.
Sure.
So I mean, it's just
cowboy boots, especially. They're not stable like other footwear.
Yeah. So what it is I was on the fast track as far as for no other reason than I just decided to expedite things and get in and get things done
before the holidays.
I was in the ER Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. I went to the doctor on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had the MRI at 7 a.m. on Thursday.
Moving through the
and
system.
And Friday afternoon, I was back in the orthopedic surgeon's office. And then they said, well, we had a cancellation. And would you go in on Monday? I'm like, no time like the present. So I'm going in to get the procedure done. And I'm taking my brace off right now because it's a little tight and it hurts like hell. So let's listen to that sound.
Yeah, please.
The sound of
shall
Mike removing his
knee
brace.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mike, when I asked you about the procedure, because, you know, a lot of times it's sports-related, so it's totally foreign to me. I had no idea what was involved.
This was not sports-related, outside of the fact that I was leaving a hockey game.
But the fact is, you told me something before the show that I honestly thought you were joking about what they're going to have to put in you.
Yeah, they're going to they're going to put a cadaver ligament.
Ah! They're going to put a cadaver ligament in my leg.
Now, what if your leg takes on the personality of the man or woman that they took the part from?
Well, I'm hoping that maybe I...
Mike murdered by his own leg.
Who would be a cadaver that I... Oh, you know what? I don't want to talk about the cadaver. Cadaver is really creeping me out now, Rob. I didn't want to spotlight that.
Didn't realize that they actually do that.
They're going to put a... That's what I'm told. I don't know. Listen.
Mike can't afford a new part.
This has been such a whirlwind, and it's been moving at such a rapid pace that I don't even know all the details. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is they're getting me in there. They're going to fix it. And all I know also is that I got a big machine from a physical therapist that came by today. And it's a machine that looks like...
Leg bending machine.
Have you seen those before?
I know of them, yeah.
I'd never seen one because I've had the other knee
they
done
brought
before,
it to your
too.
House.
Being the incredible physical specimen that I am.
Yeah.
And it's a machine that moves the leg. And but it's not like there's a time commitment to it.
No.
Only 6 hours a day.
That's reasonable.
Oh.
But the good news is they said a week... news. Should be it.
Who's famous that's died recently?
Who's Heavy D?
Mike, you could have Heavy D's ligament.
You're not supposed to ask that. Now listen, as
you
we're
coming now that right. I've found love.
As we, you know what? I think what a good idea is for you boys.
Dead man's name.
Is while we're starting the show, because I got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about Johnny Egomaniaco on his webpage. Jesus, Rob, you made me sick yesterday. But anyway, let's get some. Let's welcome Brian and Kevin from Oakton Wine Shop. Brian, it's good to have you back on the show.
Guys, welcome. Good to be back. Thank you.
It's so nice to have you here. You have brought. You know, the last time I raved about your appearance on the show because you brought some stuff that was so incredible.
Yeah.
You left a couple of bottles that were incredible, and you know, I think maybe because you've got such extensive high-end restaurant experience under your belt. Is that how you cut your teeth to know these wines as well as you do? Because your selections are incredible. Mm-hmm.
Well, between the restaurant and retail, I spent 20 years doing this. So 10 years in the restaurant, 10 years in retail.
Started at age 8.
Yeah. Got to start somewhere.
This is your thing. I will let you get started. And what are you going to lay on the boys for starters?
We're
going to
start off with Finca Valdecera, a little sparkling cava from
Finca
Spain.
Finca Vadas?
Finca Valdecera.
Finca Valdecera.
Think about that.
Yeah, what do you think of
Thank
that?
Thank you.
Hey, a bunch of finks. Enjoy that. And listen, I'm not trying to be a wimp, but the fact is when you're going to have a surgical procedure, they don't really smile on the fact that you are going to be drinking or eating or doing really anything in your body.
Do they realize who you are, though?
They have no idea, right?
Well, you should tell them that you do a show that's based largely in bad habits.
They don't have a clue.
Now, could you smell?
I have a dental
appointment. Yeah, I can smell it.
Boy, Kenny.
I have a dental appointment today, and the dentist I'm going to, it actually helps if you drink beforehand. So this will actually help me.
Oh, that smells so good. You know what that smells like to me?
What's that?
I hate to sound like an old queen.
Uh-oh.
It smells like a holiday.
It smells like a holiday.
You know what that smells like? Champagne without the bubbles.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. It's got the bubbles. It's very light and
delicate. Oh, it has the bubbles.
Yes.
Ooh. And Brian, you said your whole selection today is based on the holidays.
Wines for the holidays, absolutely.
Just Christmas or all holidays?
Well, Manischewitz.
Well, that's good for you, now, Mark.
And I'm delighted that you brought your brother, who I loved in The Hangover.
He was good, wasn't he?
Fantastic.
You know, the amazing thing about his brother, his beard got here 10 minutes before he did.
It's true.
I'd love to have a beard. You have a beard like that.
I could.
I don't have a beard like that. Yeah. Of course, mine is Santa Claus, so this is good stuff.
Yeah, this is fun. I mean,
well, boys, what do you think?
Say it again slowly. What is this called again?
Finca Valdecera.
Finca Valdecera. We'll never remember that, but if we come into Oakton Wine Shop, you'll point us to it?
Absolutely. I'll have all the wines from today's selection.
And I remember that song by Christopher Cross.
Finca Valdecera.
Finca Valdecera.
It is a winery off the coast of Spain where everybody rats everybody else out.
Hey, he spilled it.
Finca Valdecera.
Hey, he stepped in the grapes.
Is it Italian? Is it?
It is Spanish.
Spanish. Oh, it is Spanish. Off the coast
I love
of Spain.
This. It's light and dry.
And we
it's
are
really
totally
great.
Without our Spanish friends today.
That's right. This is in honor.
Our Bolivian friends.
It's
although I will tell a story a little later on about my Bolivian friend who took care of me last night. Finca Valdecera is best served in what way?
Slightly chilled, nice creamy, rich flavor, so it will work well as like any starter course.
I was going to say, you started us with it. Is it best to open
absolutely.
A meal here?
I get the impression just smelling this that you could pop this open for like Thanksgiving dinner and like serve
absolutely.
This with the turkey.
Or,
right?
Absolutely.
Or breakfast.
Would it
breakfast.
Also make a great Bellini? Or a,
yeah,
or
you
a,
put a little bit of creamed cassis in it, a little cure, make a cure royale of it. Absolutely.
Now, how much for this bottle?
$18.
You see, the thing about it,
for this,
the
reasonable.
Thing that's so amazing is everything he's brought us thus far is not only fantastic, it's reasonable because he knows where the deals are.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's $18 for the general public, Rob. For you, it's $74.
That's all right. I'm made of money.
A $740 bottle of wine. All right. We'll sample another one a little bit later on.
And Brian's
love
left
it.
Us a nice spit bucket here in case anybody needs to.
Right.
That's
like, we're
going to
do that. Like,
it's
we're going
to
waste wine.
No, you drink it all. You drink it all. That's the way it's
then I
be.
Feel bad because I didn't use it for spit.
All right, now I was gonna wait. I was gonna wait for my number one henchman, Mr. Santana, to get back from Las Vegas to do this, but it's no waiting. It's no waiting.
Right.
And Mark, I'll expect you to pick up the slack.
Okay, you got
this.
It.
All right. The fact is, every day it's Sundays and the weekends. You guys are probably like me more than ever. You're surfing the web and on your Facebook page, probably more than you are even during the week.
Especially since you've been laid up.
Yeah, and I'm doing it. And Friday night in particular, if I'm home on a Friday. night, that's when I go crazy on it. I love getting on Facebook and I love communicating with people.
Right.
And I love the jokes and people busting my balls about
fun.
Surgery. Yeah. Makes me laugh. You know, the funniest line yesterday was I got dibs on the hip. When they were talking about that, everybody wanted all the ball busters wanted to say I'm having a knee replacement and people were bidding on the patella and all those different things. And the guy said, I got dibs on the hip. You know, it's just
someday,
just
Mike,
funny.
You will be a cadaver. And people will have you within them.
So I'm jumping around and I go, I check primarily to Oscars and to Rob's because they're the most active. And so when I check out the news feed, it kicks me over there.
Right.
And I go to the news feed and I see this post and it says,
a little RWS trivia.
Uh-huh. Now,
RWS fact.
Little known I think it's trivia. I think you
I
said
think
trivia.
Fact.
Mark, can you bring up
Rob's
page?
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
Bring up his page. So
it's a trivial fact.
It's Sunday
it
morning. It's very trivial. But I was thinking of the man in question that morning.
No, it's not a fact. A fact would have been more less egotistical.
Well, you see, but
and
you
more
trivia,
and more accurate, and, perhaps.
Oh, the inaccuracies
in.
Are multifold.
You did
well,
step
then,
in at
I
one
think
point.
We, I think we have a different recollection then.
Okay,
might be and I know it may be colored by 10 years timed past.
I think my
and
recollection
drinking.
Was, all right, you would agree that I was at the dinner table.
Oh, of course.
Yes,
and
there was
nothing
in my.
There was nothing in the post that said that I was alone.
Right. Okay.
I got
it. Read is all right. This is so. First of all, RWS.
I've never heard him refer to
himself,
himself as the initials
third initial
with trivia. And this is on the heels of you know, his 1,500th change of his Facebook photo.
Yeah.
La,
and it's
la.
Got Rob Road. Rob, Rob Road.
Yeah,
it's like, Rob, listen,
bunch
to
of us
do
are
what
doing
we
that
do,
now, yeah.
And I'm certainly no stranger, requires a good, healthy ego.
Yes.
Ain't nothing healthy about it.
Rob's ego in the world of Facebook laps all of us.
Yeah.
All right,
maybe
how about this?
Maybe a couple of times.
How about this?
Yes.
I waited 40 years to find something I was good at.
And he found it. You can't
stop
take,
it. You'll soften me.
You can't take
I
that
don't
away
want
from
to get soft on
look
you.
At you with your marvelous speaking voice and your clever mimicry. I'm a decent board op. You know what, really? What I've always hung my hat on? What I've always hung my hat on? People say, Rob, what are you good at? I said, I'm really good at drinking. I can drink a lot, and I can really hold it together. But Facebook, I can drink and Facebook.
And Facebook, you just come alive where you are just, you are King Rob.
It feeds his
soul. He becomes a different creature.
He becomes Facebook. He is Facebook. He's the face of Facebook.
And sometimes
I am the 1%.
Sometimes I'll be looking at it, and I'll look at something he puts up there or something he does. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
And you know, I get
what's wrong with him.
I get crap from my wife all the time that I'm glued to my computer, but
right.
Rob has to surpass me. He
oh,
has
absolutely.
To. Absolutely. Because you're always on.
Now, the good part
best
of this
chair in my house is at my desk. Thank you, Mike.
The good part of the new chair working for
it's
you.
Fantastic.
The good part of this is that Rob never misses anybody's birthday on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He is on top of everything.
Yes.
The only threads he won't participate are mine. And you know, that's but that's okay.
Right.
No, you know what? In the times that I have, sometimes I get grief. I think you like to play in your own sandbox. I watch them.
There's certain threads, like if I've got a massive thread going, I want all hands on deck.
Okay.
Like
right.
the thread I had for the World Series.
Okay. That's right.
That was a 575.
Now that I would have participated in, except I was asleep.
We didn't want to seem to be bandwagoning. We didn't want to just, you know, speak
I'll
up.
I'll get
for
to
the,
you later, Burbank.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, so.
But
so,
you know, you mentioned his birthday wishes that he always wishes people happy birthday. He's getting lazy now about it.
Is really? He really?
It's copy and paste.
Oh, it's
for
always
everybody.
Been copy and
you
paste.
You see the same birthday message, you know, going down the page like 30
it
times.
It's always been copy and paste, unless it's someone I really
have
know.
Have you found the post?
Yes.
Okay, please. Please share it. Let's see whether
exactly.
Let's see first whether trivia is accurate.
Does it
or not.
Say?
All right, little known RWS trivia.
There
oh,
it is.
Wow.
I guess we are. That's number one for moi
that's
with the
right.
fact check.
Oh. I once sent a bottle of wine to Neil Simon's table in Manhattan in a Manhattan restaurant. Doc was most appreciative.
Yeah. Okay. So I see this and I'm like, well, Jesus. This was a big deal for all of us in New York. Buzz
yes.
was at the table.
Right.
I was
right.
at the
right.
table. Dom was at. Was Dom with us at that?
I think
that
so. It was. We were in that great steakhouse that used to be at Horn and Hardart.
Okay.
I can't think
right.
of the name of it.
Shelley's.
Shelley's.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
That's some little known Mike O'Mara trivia that he knows the name
knee
of Shelley's.
Is gone,
well, you know
but
what?
The mind is
let
sharp.
Let me just tell you that I could tell you. I probably could walk in and tell you exactly where we were seated, and I will tell
yeah.
you why. Because I am a Neil Simon fan,
right.
and I was the one who spotted Neil Simon,
right,
and I was excited about our really one of our few, one of our rare
big one.
Real New York celebrity sightings. There are only a couple that I can remember. One was Jack Wagner. So read the post again when I read the fact that he has now erased everybody from the evening, and he makes it sound like he's sitting at a
right.
table.
Yeah, I was all by
himself
right? at a New York restaurant.
But it's just
it's
so
implied.
Egocentric.
It's implied.
It's
it says, little known RWS trivia, I once sent a bottle of wine to Neil Simon's table in a Manhattan restaurant. Doc was most appreciative.
And I looked at this, I'm like, that
hey,
I couldn't believe it. I said, you know, there's one thing to swim in Lake Mead, which he does on his Facebook page. You know, hey, Mob. That's another one that I like.
Right.
Hey,
Mob.
You know, it's just that.
You have your Americans. I have my mob.
I don't address
He doesn't address
them.
It like that.
I don't address them. Mm-hmm. And
Mike,
if you
they
went back
it.
If you went back and looked now,
the mob.
If you went back and looked at my Facebook posts, my Facebook posts really have a lot to do with events going on,
right.
you know, as far as that. You exist, and I believe in good, healthy ego. I do. But it is my civic duty to point it out when it gets out of control.
Yeah.
All right, well, I have a different recollection of the evening.
Now, share that with me, because that's fine.
We were all there together, and I never meant to imply that I was in the restaurant by myself, because many people don't go to restaurants
by
themselves.
I will say this.
What?
It was your idea to
send over the bottle. That was the impetus.
Okay, so we decided we wanted to do something. We wanted to do something because it was a big deal.
Right.
And even to go back one step further, don't know why, but when I woke up on Sunday, I was thinking Neil Simon.
Of course.
And I think, you know what? This is odd that I'm thinking about him, and the fact that his nickname is Doc, and because he fixes plays.
Right.
And so I said, what should I write? And I said, well, that's my only Neil Simon relatable. And I wrote it that way because we thought, as a table, what we should do, we sent over a bottle of wine, and he did accept the wine, and he was appreciative because I walked over and thanked him for writing a play that I did in sixth grade. It was an obscure play.
He did not accept the wine.
I thought he did.
No, he did not accept the wine because the lady told me when they brought me the check that he had not. He had said thank you. He said thank you.
So he was appreciative.
He did not accept the wine, but he said he was very appreciative. In fact, appreciative might have been the word that was used.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That from the server who came over and said he did not accept the wine, but he was very appreciative of the gesture.
Okay, well,
that's what was said to us.
Because I did after I had had some.
I don't know why. And you know, you guys know me. I'm the memory dude. I don't have memory of things like this. I remember. We were sitting there. I remember my back was to Neil Simon. He was over in back of us to the left.
I agree with the geography.
And we were kind of up against a banquette. Well,
and it was hard to watch him due to the placement, but yet you spotted him.
Yeah.
But we couldn't watch him.
Oh, well, I spotted him coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you had a view of him when he sat down.
Mm-hmm.
That's my memory of the way the table was set. What are your memories?
I was just going to say Rob
You were so high the whole
time.
That's
right. What do I remember? I remember Rob was the spark behind a couple of celebrity encounters, including the time he leaned out of the limo and yelled at Richard Dreyfuss, "Hey, Richard Dreyfuss, welcome to CBS."
I wasn't there for that.
Yes,
one.
I'm proud of that. And you were there the time that I accosted Jackie Mason on the street.
Yes, I remember that because we were walking together, and didn't he pass us?
We had
and then
watched
you ran
him
back and got
we
him.
We watched him all through our meal at the Carnegie.
Right.
And then he left, and I said, I really should have approached him. And then he was on the street.
Right.
And I crossed the street to go see him and talk to him for what you said was an uncomfortable period of time.
But anyway, it just cracked me up. And so I immediately put it on. And then he
never said I paid. I just said I sent it.
Here's the. Well, it was your idea to send it over. But we all kind of thought it was a good idea.
I still have
the bottle of wine.
That's right.
Still have the man's autograph.
I didn't get it.
No.
I didn't go over.
I don't like doing that.
I chose not to bother him while he was eating.
Right.
But anyway. I went between main and dessert, I think.
You did it. You are the star effer of star effers. Uh-huh. You go bat-ass when you see a celebrity.
If it's one that matters.
You.
So,
Neil Simon matters desperately.
So, do I get a little credit about correcting your RWS trivia, D&M trivia, you know, really, if we're going to be honest about it?
I was part of it. Did you see what I wrote immediately following your post?
Yes. Don't bog a good story down with details.
Yeah.
And incidentally, there's the dynamic when I enter the world of Rob, the soft dough-like mob, mobites.
That have never played sports.
They don't embrace me.
No.
Because that could have been a good 20-minute ball-busting session. I get, hi, Mike, and incidentally, I'm going to go back and unfriend all those high mics.
Yeah. Oh, wow. A lot of real estate
Wow. The high mics are going to be unfriended.
That's snarky, isn't it?
Because it's snarky.
That's right.
And then there's nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not going to offend our king.
That's
because
right.
He's an unfriender, too. Mm-hmm. He'll unfriend as well as I will.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll unfriend more liberally than I will. And so I wanted to point that out. It was just great. It made my
I was going to jump in with a joke about a restraining order, but I thought, no, I'm going to stay out of the fray.
It was funny.
I'm not getting into this.
It was funny. And it was just like
RWS.
Like we have a monogram on a
third person monogram.
You ego hump. Anyway,
actually, the appropriate is RWS all caps, then JR.
I didn't put up the middle name, did I?
No, I don't think you did.
I see. That would have been. Would that have been too cruel?
No.
Would that have been too cruel?
MSPO?
It's like, MSO. When I said MSO trivia, and then the guy writes on mine to be snarky, you know, what does that stand for?
Oh, yeah, well, he's an idiot.
And what I wrote back to him was,
The truth.
I saw that.
All right, before we go to break here, Brian, let's fire up another one before we take a break, and then when we come back,
send a bottle of wine to my table.
I want to do some Duggar's chat. I want to do, the fact that probably an apology is necessary for my wife.
Oh no,
I was not a good patient over the weekend.
An apology to her.
Yes, absolutely. Brian and his brother Kevin are here. Brian Gauthier and Kevin Gauthier from Oakton Wine Shop. It's OaktonWineShop.com. If you're enjoying their participation in the show, or at any time if you need wine, especially for the upcoming holiday, go to OaktonWineShop.com. Check them out. And what are we enjoying now, Brian?
We're doing Vinitas de Ithaca, their Odysseus Garnacha Blanca.
I don't understand a damn thing.
Yeah, I know. I apologize.
Are you going to talk like that all day?
No.
Can I see the bottle? Can I see? All right, here we go. Okay. Rob will enjoy this.
Yes. All
right.
What? All right.
Much sweeter.
This is going to be good. For a guy that's going under the knife today, I'm going to get credit for this.
Little-known RWS trivia. I like when Mike does stuff.
Oh, this is Granada Blanca. Oh, that's a little Slim Whitman humor. I'm sorry. Kevin, take that out of my head.
It's sweet. It's nice.
We will take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. We're here with the Oakton Wine Shop, the best damn wine shop in the world. Mm-hmm. Come to Washington, D.C., and go to the suburbs of Northern Virginia specifically.
Just for this.
Visit these guys. They know their stuff, and I will be I'm planning a trip over there, limping over there during the holidays, maybe to stock up on some vino for Thanksgiving. You should do the same. We'll be right back.
That's good wine.
Thank you. And we are back.
Wow.
Welcome to MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Doc and the boys playing a little short tonight.
It's Monday and we're drinking.
Damn it, I'm jealous. It's starting to weigh.
Monday morning.
Well, Mike,
and
I want you to know something. It's inappropriate and it's not very tasty. I'm lying. Yeah, I'm lying.
He is lying.
It just sucks. Yeah. It's beginning to really dwell on me. Like, I have a good time doing this show under any circumstances, but I am now, every time that I just relax for a second and I reflect on what's coming today, I'm not in a really good mood.
Yeah, don't think about that.
Our second segment is brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, 697 Spring Street in Herndon, Virginia. Jimmy's the official host of the TMOS 10 million download party.
Yay.
Brian and Kevin, I hope you guys can make it out to that.
Absolutely.
Join us there Saturday, December 3rd for karaoke at 7 p.m.
Mike,
yes.
It's Marioke.
It's Marioke.
For Christmas.
We're kind of combining the 10 millionth download. We're kind of combining the karaoke and the holiday.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a great party. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon. Follow Jimmy's on Facebook and Twitter, or go to jimmystavern.com. So welcome back to the show. We are delighted to be here with Oakton Wine Shop. Mm-hmm. Guys, a review of this. Tell us about this one.
It is definitely a different personality. It's sweeter without being cloying. I mean, you know, sometimes the wine is so sweet, it's like,
right.
But it's got a sweeter flavor, but a nice sharpness to it.
Absolutely. You got a little minerality to it, a little lime flavoring to it. It works really well with, again, all the holiday fixings we have, you know, mashed sweet potatoes, stuffing, turkey, everything. Yeah. We want something that combines both.
And
both
white
sides.
Wine, Brian, particularly for Thanksgiving, is that's usually what
perfect.
People go for, right?
Yeah, but I brought three reds just because I want to
sometimes
debunk that myth.
You can pair red with turkey, can't you?
Absolutely. And I think the three wines that we brought today, absolutely.
And you brought a roast turkey, I'm hoping?
I wish.
Now, all of these wines are pretty good for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
This is our second white. It's very light and, like Rob said, a little sweet, but not heavy at all.
No, it's just a nice,
another great one.
Perfect balance.
Brian, it's a great one.
Have people kind of steered away from that whole thing of, you know, you're supposed to have white wine with this food and red with that food? Does it really matter anymore?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
It's individual to the wine
now,
right?
It's just what you prefer,
it's
right?
It's what you prefer, and I always tell all my customers that when you come in, tell me what you like. I can find something that you like to match with the food versus going with, you got to have a red wine with red meat, white wine with white meat or fish. It's not longer that way because if you don't enjoy white wine, it's not going to be enjoyable to you.
Right.
That's why when I'm eating Mrs. Paul's fish sticks, I always enjoy a good glass of port.
Yeah.
There you go.
It went so badly for me when I went to the Oakton Wine Shop. He said, tell me what you like. I said, walks on the beach.
What were you going to say, Buzz?
I nothing important.
When he puts his hand up, here's a little tell.
I think I was just moving my wine glass.
If you're ever going to do a show with Buzz might like... like look like he's going to make a point, but once the hand goes down, he forgets the thought. So never go to him like thinking you're going
to
be polite.
And he doesn't have the stamina to keep the hand up very long, so you have to act fast.
Tires quickly.
Before we continue here, and we will have another glass of wine. As a matter of fact, pour away, and we'll get to the wine in just a second. I do have to apologize to Mrs. O'Mara.
Well, I saw you guys kind of bickering on Friday.
Yeah, I just...
She had a tart tongue towards you on
Friday. I'm the one that has to take the bullet for this one. I'm pretty ragged out.
Yeah, but the fact remains, and before you apologize, I think the table needs to be set. When you were coming down the steps, flying... Yes. With the speed of a Porsche, zooming down the steps, and she appeared to be assisting you until we realized she's behind you.
Yes.
So the only way she could have possibly helped you is if you had fallen straight back.
I understand.
If you had fallen forward, you would have A, not received her help, and B, killed yourself.
I said some words to her that were, she lost the remote last night, I had lost the remote.
Somebody did.
I put my remote in the brace box. And the brace box is a little bag that we have with knee braces, elbow braces, back braces, you know, from years of
insurance receipts.
Years of injuries. And I
numbers
somehow
of Tijuana doctors.
Shoved it into the brace box, Ace and bandages. It was in the brace box, and I found it. And, you know, the thing is, it's not like when she says, Mike, I can't find... When I have to run upstairs, I don't run upstairs, and it's a pain in the ass, and I was and I may have used the word.
You did
when
not.
She
no.
didn't
to
apologize,
her?
When she didn't apologize, when she didn't say thank you for me finding the remote in the brace box.
Not appreciative.
I may have used... I might have, yes, I was
15
not,
years, yeah, big and one. Many more than that in the relationship, but 15 years of marriage, I can't even use that word to carry... Referring to someone else that Carrie hates.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I can.
It's an ugly, ugly word.
I let it slip out. She's not that uptight about that word. I can use that, but
just
not
to be advised,
directed.
If you talk to Carrie, don't call Carrie that word.
Like
at the Christmas
Carrie.
Party.
I would never do that. But anyway, I was a tampon all weekend.
Well, rightfully so.
You've been through it, man.
It sucks. It sucks. And then
and
thinking
it's not
about
just,
today.
And the thing is, it's not just the pain.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you're staring at the fact that you are literally hobbled.
Yes.
You're housebound, and you're going to be housebound for another few days.
And
it's
now
very distracting.
The parts of the dead are being implanted in you.
I know. But, you know, we'll see.
Nothing cheerful about that.
Speedy recovery. Speedy recovery.
That's right.
I was not the model patient. I really was. I was kind of like,
well, you're going to be a lot happier when you show her the paperwork that says your knee once belonged to Dwight David Eisenhower.
It should be fun. Time for another glass of wine from the Oakton Wine Shop.
What do we have here, gentlemen?
At OaktonWineShop.com. What are we drinking now?
Columbia Crest Chardonnay from the Horse Heaven Hills Vineyard.
Now, I've got a question about this. This is a Chardonnay, but if I closed my eyes and tasted it, it tastes red.
It's got a little meatiness to it.
Is that why?
Yeah.
I mean,
you
guys
right.
agree?
Now, Columbia Crest is a big winery,
what's the
right?
Deal?
That's one of the,
and I also use it to brush my teeth with it.
That's one of those mass-produced wines,
it's
right?
a very big winery. This is a small production line that they do called their Horse Heaven Hills, their H3 line. And we've really enjoyed working with these wines over the years. And you got that... What you're getting a lot of is oakiness and vanilla flavors combined. And the two of those really remind you a lot of red
wine. And you know what?
You
said you really nailed it in my stupid terms, meatiness. It has a taste like meat.
Yeah, it makes you want to have meat.
What,
yeah.
It tastes like a pork chop?
More like
what kind of analysis is that?
This
never
is
heard
like
that
Paul
before.
Masson. What's going on over there?
Mike,
Jesus.
It's like a glass of veal is what it is.
This tastes like a hamburger.
No.
And it's funny you say veal because veal chops in this would be perfectly combined
but
together.
But again, you brought no veal.
I know.
That's
and Brian used to serve up a lot of veal chops. Used to work at one of them big old steakhouses.
Ooh.
We don't need to plug them, do we?
No.
You don't want me to, do you? There you go.
You know what? We can. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
But it was a lovely.
Thank you.
You did one of my favorite
Brian's
things.
Brian's a big fan of the show, and I know Brian well enough to know him well enough.
He did one of my favorite things. He did the Tim Curry in the movie Clue.
No. So Columbia Crest, I see a big name like that.
Right.
And you think of that. And a lot of these massive wineries, your Mondavis and places like that, have their little specialty, like a
Absolutely.
Winery within a winery, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the best things I ever heard from when I did a wine dinner with Behringer one year, and we talked to their vice president of marketing, and I said, somebody asked him, why do they make white Zinfandel? Well, they said, well, if we didn't make White Zinfandel, we couldn't make any other product.
Really? Because the little old ladies like my mother like their White Zinfandel.
It supports everything else. Wow. It allows them to go into smaller projects like their reserves. And like with Columbia Crest, they do the Columbia Crest wine. But to do a smaller project like H3.
Because on the outset, I would guess a guy like you who specializes in, you know, niche wines. I mean, you cover it all, but you specialize in the little stuff. I would think you'd have an outward aversion to the big guys, but they're still making good product.
Absolutely. And I don't look at what the name is. I taste a lot of wines blind before I bring it in because I don't want to be biased by
That's a great idea. Yeah, sure. That's a good idea for everybody.
That's how Ray Charles did it.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. I have to ask you this. As far as, you know, sometimes you say something that completely throws me off.
Right.
You really succeeded
That's the point.
In erasing my mind.
No, come back.
I'm a little depleted to start with right now.
Is there more
now.
Alcohol in this? This tastes like it's
a little bit higher. It went from 14 to
14.3.
Found my thought.
I detected that.
Hey, it's back.
Found my thought. I got. Yeah, that leads me, when you talk about White Zinfandel, you talk about mass-produced wines that these big houses make. Let me ask you about the box phenomenon. The box of wine, that's a myth that's being dispelled too, right?
Absolutely.
Is not necessarily, the box is not the zone of rot gut anymore,
no,
right?
No, it is not. And you're seeing a lot of, still your bigger production wineries doing that because it's a cost issue. I mean, they need to be able to expand into that in a different cost than just doing a bottling line. But they're coming out with better quality products because I think there is a niche and a need for it as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it similar to, I think it was 5 or 6 years back, there was a cork shortage.
Correct.
And people were having to go, well, I don't want to buy a wine that has a synthetic cork. But the fact remains they didn't have quality cork.
Right.
And it turns out that the cork was almost a non-issue. So if they go to a cardboard package.
And the Martskys alone support the box wine industry.
Martskys have been doing the box wine for a long time. Before perhaps the real good wine was in the box.
You know what? And they didn't. It was not even a box, just a
Chinese.
Do you
know off the top
container.
Of your head a good box product that might be out there?
Vigna Borgia. We actually carry it.
Vigna Borgia.
I like that name.
They like it because it stacks.
Is it a red or a white?
It is red.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Carla!
I'm
looking to defray some of my wine costs in the O'Mara household. Mm-hmm. And Carla and her mother come over here, and I swear to God, you might as well just squeeze the grapes into their mouths.
How much cost this Columbia Crest microbrew?
$16.
God, that's great.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, moving right on. I wasn't a nice patient, so I just wanted to say that to Carla. Right.
An
very,
open
very
apology.
And now on to a subject that we really didn't cover, and the Today Show touched on it today, but they soft pedaled it, and it really pissed me off because they were going to do a story on the popularity and the lack of popularity of the Duggars.
And they held on to it until well into the 8 o'clock
hour. And did you watch it?
I watched a little of it because it was almost time to go.
Because they didn't. They're not going to. That's their wheelhouse. They're not
They've owned that story since they had 12 kids.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're not going to do anything. They're not going to say anything disparaging against the Duggars. Well,
but they
I
did
am.
They did say that after they aired the fact that they're having kid number 20, they got so much email it crashed the Today Show website.
Yeah, so that's
why. And you know that they're not calling to say, hey, great job.
Well, you know, not all of them. I mean, some people are, but the fact is, here's what kills me. The examples they were putting up were, you know, those are just such well-adjusted. What you make that call by seeing them trotted out on an NBC news set, and then that you get a photograph of them for 5 seconds,
smiling.
So you automatically think, you really think with 20 children in a family
life is
that
fine.
That's a healthy environment,
they said,
and that they're not doing that. That guy's not using his penis for profit. For Christ's sake, he's as good. You know what that dude
it's a
is?
If I had only known.
That son of a bitch to me is just as good as Ron effing Jeremy.
Yeah, you're
because
right.
Because he's
yeah,
making right. money with his Schwanstucker.
And also they said smart. Something really, really telling. They said, you know, history shows us that families that have more than one child raise better adjusted children than only children because an only child always thinks everything applies to them. Well, I could maybe see that if you had 3 or 4 kids.
Right.
But that's a stupid comparison.
Yes.
I mean, that's like saying a car that goes 60 miles an hour is better than a car that goes 40. Okay, maybe it is, but you don't want a car that goes 700 miles an hour.
And I had this horrible thought because she had some issues with the last pregnancy.
Uh-oh.
And then I think in 2009 she had a premature child. I said, you know, really, if this were ever resulted, God forbid, and I mean that,
right.
God forbid, I would not want to see anything happen to that. But what would happen to all that, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy?
If,
wouldn't it maybe be said, don't you think you're really, there have to be health issues.
TLC would spin it. They spin it because now they're a public commodity.
It's time to close the water slide.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
And that's a good name
for
it. Or
the T-shirt gun.
That's right. Yes, I like that one.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just think that, you know, nobody touched on that exploitation.
Yeah.
This is their business.
Yeah.
Their business is to have more children. And I think that just, it's gross.
Well, our business is this podcast, our partner is Amazon. Their business is procreation, and face it, their partner is the Today Show.
Yeah,
the Today Show is just as guilty.
Isn't he, isn't that what he, what is he, a reverend or something like that? What does he do?
He's like a higher up in a church. I don't think he's like an actual reverend.
But that's how they make their living, right? And don't they rely on the goodness of others to support them, to prop them up?
And they've got their TV show. Once they got their TV show, they're golden.
Yeah.
So they did a slow pan of the 19 children. They were doing a slow pan right
now. All with names and that start with J.
And I'm looking at the ones that I think, because, you know, the odds are overwhelming. They're not all going to be, they're not all going to turn out good.
What do you think? You've got some defective ones.
I was looking for the slut.
Fluky number. Yeah.
I was looking for the drug addict.
Every fourth or fifth.
I was looking for the kid that's going to commit a felony.
In 9 months, they will have 20 children, not counting the grandkids, not counting the ones that are lucky enough to marry into the family.
Right.
What's going to be the worst result? Will there be someone who makes an adult film?
I think you're going to have so many different layers of bad kids, and none of them right now.
And I've got a name for it, by the way.
What's that?
Backdoor Duggar.
You've got one now, I think, that's already procreated, right? You've got another
The oldest boy,
they're starting to do that once again. But I think you got very few of them have reached that 100% adulthood yet.
Right.
But you got a few that look, there were a couple on the set, didn't look like they really wanted to be there. Mm-hmm. I like that. And I was like, you know, I don't root for anybody to misbehave.
No.
Of course not.
But it should be.
But I like the notion of one of them becoming drug-addled, although it's going to be tough
drug-addled
until they move out of the compound.
All right, we
20 people there.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to say, we got the Duggars covered. Herman Cain, how do you deny when you settle? That's just a question I wanted to throw out there. How do you vehemently deny that everything's BS when you settle a lawsuit?
You want the theoretical answer?
Yeah, what's the theoretical answer?
The theoretical answer is you make it go away. You pay them to shut up and go away.
Right.
Whether it's true, not true, doesn't matter.
Right.
Just here, take this money and shut up.
Be done with it.
Right.
But within those settlements, isn't there normally you will not say anything disparaging and isn't coming out and denying saying something disparaging?
That silence agreement.
It was violated
first by the people that came out against him.
So then it opens the door for him.
So then he's allowed to reply.
Does he survive this? Now that he's trotting his wife out?
And his kids? Did you know that his son was Raj from What's Happening? I did not know that.
Here's what I think. I don't think the so-called sex scandal will bring him down. The sexual harassment thing will not bring him down.
Right.
It just, as you said before, he won't survive the convention.
Yeah.
He won't be nominated. That's his end.
There's several reasons. Hats, sweater vests, and he smiles all the time.
Yes.
You don't want a smiling president.
Before we go to break, we're here with the Oakton Wine Shop, Brian and Kevin. Well, let's try another one. Let's see what we got here. Are you boys drinking your wines?
Finish your
wines, please.
Yes.
It should be an interesting last quarter.
We're going to red. We're going to Evesham Wood Pinot Noir from Oregon.
You know what else you guys do well is the transition from one wine to another.
Yeah.
The flavors, as far as that
buzz goes. Is getting buzzed.
You know what else you do good?
Me too.
I want to tell you something.
You know what you guys do well?
Hey, listen.
Listen, it was my idea to send Neil Simon the wine.
Sniff here. All right, this is called...
God, it smells great.
Evesham Wood. Now, that's the winery?
That is the winery in Oregon.
There's cherries in this?
Lots of cherries.
Yeah, it smells it.
Oh, boy, your wines are... Man, I don't know how you do it, but you do it. I swear to God.
I have a lot of fun.
Have you invited them on the 14th yet?
The 14th?
Yes.
What are we doing on the
14th? That's our drinking party.
Oh, it's the drinking party. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's when they should come back.
Love to have you. Love to have you.
No, that'll be with multiple wines. We've got to be more. We've got to control our drinking. He comes to the party. If you want to bring your own stuff, you can come to the party. But that is our official. All sponsors are invited to our official Christmas party. But Brian's a good guy. Yeah. I like hanging out and partying with him. And he's a huge supporter.
You must come by.
So what is this? Tell us about this little vino here.
It's a nice little Oregon Pinot Noir. Again, I think we're talking about, you know, most people think white wines for Thanksgiving. Here's a great little red wine that will work very well with the turkey, work well with the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, and everything else.
Now, I took enough French that I don't know what Pinot is, but I know noir means black. So isn't this normally a darker, heavier red?
Pinot Noirs tend to be a little bit lighter reds.
They're the lightest of all your reds.
This is going to be your lightest of your red flavors.
What are the characteristics? You keep saying Oregon wine. What do we find when we buy a wine from Oregon?
Lots of cherry, cola, cedar, a little bit of spicy oak to it.
Sounds like my bad room, my bedroom. What?
Your bedroom?
God, on that note.
Cherry Coke, I was thinking. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. You know what else you guys are
doing? RWS. Yeah. Let's take a break. We will come back with the audio vault on the Mike O'Mary
Show. Oh, that'll be fun.
What could go wrong?
Lots of buttons to push.
The song stylings of Mr. Phil Collins as he destroyed a Supreme song.
Yeah.
I do you like this?
No, I don't. It just came up.
Oh, good.
Good intro.
I'm glad
intro.
We agree on that.
Too bland.
That's good. This segment, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. That's where you'll find the new Kindle Fire.
Fire?
With ultra-fast web browsing, 18 million movies and TV shows, plus books, magazines, games, and apps, the Kindle Fire is a cool and affordable gift. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark us and spread the word. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Yeah.
Drink your Reds, boys.
We're drinking.
Chug-a-lug. We'll have a couple of audio vault cuts, and then we'll have some more wine from Oakton Wine
Shop. Visited Amazon this weekend, Mike, when I began my Christmas shopping.
Oh, really?
Yes. I know my mom doesn't listen to the podcast.
Siri, will you
marry me? Oh, sorry.
Hello.
I know my mom doesn't listen to the show, so it's safe to say this. Did you know My Fair Lady's out on Blu-ray?
Oh, God, you
it is.
Queen.
It is. Check it out.
What a lucky day for us all.
It really is, isn't it? All right, we start with the big thing about the new Apple phone update is
Hey,
Siri.
Apple!
Hey, Apple.
Hey, Apple!
Siri, you can ask Siri any question, mm-hmm. and Siri will answer you.
Yeah, any question.
I like this. This guy takes it to the next level.
Have you gotten that phone yet, Mark?
Not yet. I'm dying for it, though.
Everybody's going crazy about it now.
Maybe for one of the high holidays.
Maybe.
What's coming up? And speaking of high holidays, my name is Rob.
Right.
Coming up is this guy. He keeps asking the same question. There's been question programs before that keep giving you the same answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this progression. Here's a guy with his Siri.
Siri, will you marry me?
That's sweet. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Will you marry me?
Let's just be friends, okay?
Will you marry me?
My end user licensing agreement does not cover marriage. My apologies.
Wow.
So it really, they programmed it to handle that?
Yeah. And to take it in a three-step program.
Unbelievable.
You can say into it, I'm horny, and it will tell you where the nearest massage parlor is?
Yep. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Escort services, all that kind
of
stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go to an actual place like that, but if they had an app that could help me out.
They're working on it.
Something that goes by USB, I'm
that
sure.
That is truly amazing,
mm-hmm. isn't it?
Now, I think we've discussed this in the past. I'm not going to tip my hand as to what it is, but I will say we've never had a hard-hitting news story that covered this topic until the good people at CBS 5 in Phoenix tackled this pressing issue. And Mike, as a father of children,
yes,
you, like me, should pay special attention.
When we heard how kids are getting drunk these days, we thought, no way. So we hit up the experts to find out if it's an urban legend or if it's legit.
There's been documented cases of people going to the hospital with alcohol poisoning just from utilizing it that way.
Officer Chris Thomas spends his days patrolling the halls of a Valley high school. He's heard firsthand how kids are getting tipsy.
What we're hearing about is teenagers utilizing tampons, soak them in vodka first before using them.
You heard right. Teens taking tampons, soaking them in vodka. And inserting them there.
It gets absorbed directly into the bloodstream. There's no barrier.
Oh, my
question
God.
Yeah, pops into mind. Both sexes?
Oh, it's all answered in the story.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry to skip ahead.
Stomach acid, there's nothing to prevent it. I would expect it to absorb fairly quickly as well because it's a very vascular structure. This is definitely not just girls. Guys will also use it, and they'll insert them into their rectums.
I'm thinking mostly effeminate guys, but I don't know that for a fact.
Well, they weren't effeminate until they did that.
Want some more? It's a thrilling story.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm
That's
shocked.
Not all.
Using a beer bong rectally is the same concept as a vodka-soaked tampon.
Yep. Rather than the traditional beer bong you'd find at a college party,
wanna wipe
kids
that mouthpiece.
Are sticking the tube elsewhere.
Oh my
God. It's really not good for your colitis.
Wow.
To get wasted.
It's gonna
burn,
isn't
it? A lot of people believe that it would cover it up. Your breath won't smell like alcohol, so you can hide it from the parents, hide it from the police.
Your gas will.
Yeah, don't fart.
It won't work. It's not just jail time that might be a problem. These new tricks are really risky and could cause some serious trouble.
It can cause mucosal irritation, meaning the vaginal wall can be really irritated.
Plus, what if you overdo it?
Yeah, Mike.
Irritation could be the least of your problems.
Some of the dangers associated with this is there's no barrier.
And no gag reflex. If it isn't going down the hatch, you won't have that telltale sign you've had too much to drink, which means you won't throw up if you've got alcohol poisoning. You'll pass out before you know there's a problem.
It's problematic because you don't really know how much you're going to absorb.
We decided to find out. Turns out a super tampon can hold...
How much? How much do you think a tampon can hold?
Oh, my God.
I'll say three shots.
Yeah, so I was going to say 3 ounces.
I'll say two shots.
Let's see what happened.
A super tampon can hold about a shot of vodka, which is pretty potent when it's going straight
into your system. But it's going directly into your bloodstream.
If a person does pass out or lose consciousness, healthcare professionals won't necessarily know.
You try it.
That they have to look in those areas. And that
you're going to be in a lot of pain the next few days.
Oh, the burning alone. Yeah.
I have a good idea for the interns.
Wow.
Anyway, so be aware, Mike. Be very aware.
All right, let's try another glass of wine since we're on the subject of alcohol.
Yeah. Actually, I'd like to.
No about tampons at Oakton Wine Shop.
That segue really worked.
Which of these wines is best taken rectally?
No comment.
Incidentally, boys, when you leave today, leave the reds for me.
I might not leave for
a
little while.
Do we get to keep the open bottles?
Absolutely.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, I might stay with you.
We drank. When Brian was here the last time, we enjoyed every single one of his wines that was left.
When I leave here, I'm going to have a word or two with my bank about their service charges.
What?
And where did that come from?
They're going to smell alcohol on my breath when I have that conversation.
Oh, yeah, and you know, I actually have a doctor's appointment today, too. I'm counting on Listerine to help out.
What are we enjoying here?
Philippe Palent. Oh,
he's had a few also.
Try it rectally. Yeah.
Philippe Palentavine, Côte d'Aron, Vizan, 2008 from France.
Côte d'Aron is a wine that I enjoy. In cooking, absolutely. I make my beef bourguignon with it, and this is good stuff.
This is very good, and this is their single vineyard varietal. So this is predominantly Grenache, a little bit Syrah and Carignan in it.
It's really good.
It's got some nice cherries, a little spiciness to it. Beautiful extraction, blackberries, strawberries, cassis.
Now, I would think this was going to be an expensive wine. How much is this?
$20.
$20?
That's good.
Change
that's,
back on a 50, Mike.
That's all you need to spend.
God, good stuff.
I got about 100 people send me this weekend, and I'm not normally a big Jimmy Fallon fan.
Okay.
But I thought this was clever. It's a shame Oscar's not here for this because he also sings this hit record. Mm. The first one came from Matt Babst, so kudos to Matt for sending this. Jimmy Fallon did another singing impression on his show, but a really great presentation. He said they had the Doors on.
Did I hear something screaming?
Dog. You heard your dog.
Frank. Is that Frankie? Yeah. Okay. I'm not even drinking.
He got fully dressed up in Jim Morrison makeup, and they did the Doors doing a song I think everyone who listens to this show is familiar with. The amazing thing is, live band, it sounds just like the Doors.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, you got to admit, that sounds like the
Doors. Yeah, already.
Yeah. Good song, though.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
Oh, that's great.
All right, can I say one thing?
Yeah, please.
As an impressionist.
Yes. Yeah.
Anybody can do Jim Morrison. But I
agree.
And I'm jealous. Yes, I am. I am jealous of Jimmy Fallon, who I'm not a turbo fan of.
Me neither.
But, you know, and when you get all the makeup and the bells and the whistles and you get that great band in back of you.
I agree, but I think the credit here belongs to the fact
that... Do you love her madly?
He thought to do this, or whoever thought
to do this.
Yeah, it's a
funny
idea. Why did everybody look outside?
No, I don't know.
Somebody else?
I'm wasted.
Buzzed.
I'm buzzed.
Ronick is totally
buzzed.
We're
drunk on
Ronick, this was your look. Seriously, this is what you did. This is how you covered it. You went.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I was saying, and then Buzz looked too, and then they both look at me like they're kids in school.
What?
Go, we didn't see anything.
But I agree with you in that, and I am not a Jimmy Fallon fan. And one of the worst things about him is that the NBC announcer refers to him as Jimmy.
Yeah. I'm just
tonight jealous. On Jimmy. Yeah, right. But you know what? It's a clever idea to choose that song to make the Doors do it, and a great presentation musically. I know he didn't have anything to do with the music.
Since I'm in that negative, right. I'm going to have surgery in a couple of hours mode. Let me throw this out there, too, as far as Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Emma Stone, I do not believe, is either hot or funny.
Ooh, agreed.
Okay? Yeah. Are you with me on that
one? I'm
totally
with you on that
Emma
one.
Emma Stone leaves me cold. You know what? I'm not going to go into great detail.
Oh.
She has a look that tells me. She tells me that if, I don't know.
You want,
come on.
If you were to.
Stay
right,
positive,
let me put
Mike.
This, let me put
you're,
this family
you're gonna
way.
Want. You're going to want to stay positive because conceivably this could be your last broadcast.
Oh. Let me just say that Emma Stone has a look that would say, if you were to be exploring in Sydney or Perth, Australia.
I understand.
There's another term they use for that. Uh-huh. That one might encounter the same type of odor one would get if one was to open up a casket.
Wow.
Understood.
Thank you very much.
You know who was in West Side Story? Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood.
Just saying it.
Elvis said the same thing about Natalie Wood. And that show just left me cold. I hate it when I have to turn Saturday Night Live off.
And that happens more
every
often.
Week, yeah.
Yeah, it sucked.
You know who's a legendary bad guy to interview? Is Harrison Ford.
He's very nervous.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's not good at it. This is him on Extra, and I love the fact this was a chopped up interview. He was in some event honoring the guy who did his stunts on Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
So this guy's got to be 80 now.
Sure.
And this is the best they were able to piece together on Extra. Here's Harrison Ford.
Your favorite movie of all time?
I don't know. Next.
Your guilty pleasure.
Well, if I felt guilty about something, why would I share it with you?
This is going really well.
Well, but it's going quick.
Actress or actor that you would love to work with?
Yes.
Now he's being a dick.
Yeah.
See, but don't you love that?
He was funny up until that. I mean, that was if I was guilty, why would I share it with you? That's funny.
Right.
It's well thought out. And then, but the one, actress, yes.
Yeah,
just being
but it's an interview. You'd think that he could maybe make the joke, but then give a serious answer.
He's never done well with interviews.
I think he's been half in the bag for a lot of his interviews.
I agree.
We all are now.
I don't respect
except
that.
Except for me.
Richard Nixon, new tapes have come out. They're releasing some of the secret White House tapes in hunks.
Right.
I meant to play this for you on Friday. After the Kent State riots, Nixon, against the advice of everybody, went to the Lincoln Memorial, I think it was, and talked to protesters. Now, if you can imagine...
I've heard this, that it cracks me
because,
up.
Once again, all these people probably look like they're in Jim Morrison makeup.
Right.
And it's 1970 whatever,
sure.
And he's there, and the president walks up.
Gets up at 4:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. goes over to the Lincoln Memorial. I'd like to talk to them.
Oh.
Sleepless night.
So here is... He had a lot of them. Here's Nixon describing what that was like. Please excuse the quality of the audio. They needed better mics at the White House. Mm-hmm.
My goals in Vietnam were the same as theirs, to stop the killing, to end the war, to bring peace. One spoke up and said, I hope you realize that we're willing to die for what we believe in. I said, I certainly realize that. I said candidly that I didn't have the answer, but that I knew that young people today were searching as I was searching 40 years ago.
Governor,
do you think that... even 10 and 15 more years down the line, Nixon is going to be regarded better as historians look back on his presidency?
No way.
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
He's a criminal.
Well, granted.
He's a crook. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, he was somebody whose paranoia resulted in making some very, very bad decisions.
You're
and
right.
And once again, the crime itself, as is really often the case in politics, not nearly as bad as the cover-up. If you come clean on something, I think it's a little bit different.
Brother Michael!
Clinton's crap. I mean, really, what was the big deal? It was the cover-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was the cover-up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you disagree with me about that?
I think that he will be remembered better in time. I think that if you listen to G. Gordon Liddy talking about the Watergate break-in.
Every day.
Liddy believes that he had to do that to save the country from being overtaken by hippies. Liddy really believed that, as absurd as that sounds.
Right.
Nixon, from these tapes, wasn't thinking that way. He was actually relating to the young people and saying he was asking questions, too, when he was that age. I don't know that history will be much kinder to him, but maybe a little kinder, and hopefully will eventually separate the Nixons from the Liddys.
And the reason I ask is I only have the vaguest memory of the Nixon presidency. One of my earliest memories is the night he resigned.
Well,
And you have a very good memory.
I remember Watergate. I remember it.
As people that are older die off and they forget what it was
could
like at
today
the time.
With
the surgery.
And this could conceivably, Mike, be your last broadcast.
dead man's knee.
But as the people that were there pass away and leave us, I'm wondering if we're left just with the historical recollections of what happened, if it's going to be kinder to him. But we won't know that until we're dead.
Well, I will also tell you that particular tape was a formal interview situation. He was not just talking to his advisors.
Right.
He was not giving you what Tricky Dick would say when it wasn't a formal situation.
True.
Was speaking to someone
historian.
Formally. Mm-hmm. He was speaking to a historian. Mm-hmm. So you're talking mm-hmm. about somebody who was painting
posturing,
it in the best possible light.
Sure. True.
That's like, that's my memory of Nixon. You know, it's my feeling after watching 60 Minutes last night about all of them.
We'll talk about that.
Is I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm
You're done.
Yeah. I plan at the earliest convenience to register independent.
We'll
I
talk
no
about
longer,
that too.
I no longer want to have a party affiliation.
All
I really
right.
don't.
Moving on. This was the only notable moment I felt from the GOP debate over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Scott Pelley, who
we got to get on the pony road.
Well, then let's finish with this then.
Okay.
I'll do the nicknames for the vagina tomorrow.
There,
that's
very
okay.
good. Look forward to it.
All right. Scott Pelley not handling this really like a very good broadcaster.
I like this.
And got nothing in return.
That's,
and finally,
that's the time,
and finally,
Governor, on the question.
Well,
we're going to adhere to time very quickly. But let me.
I get 60 seconds.
Yes, sir.
That was 30.
The 60.
Sorry, it started at yellow, so I have much more time to go.
You know what, Governor? I stand corrected. Yeah. You are right. Please continue.
All right, thank you.
So he just totally blew it, and I thought it was really bad. The fact that
Scott Pelley with his I'm a serious broadcast. Yeah, I mean, anybody surprised that Scott Pelley screws up?
Scott
Pelley is a mannequin.
Well, the way they tried him out, a mannequin can keep time.
Right.
I thought he would do better than that.
You know,
I wanted to like the guy.
Let's look. 60 Minutes. We got Mike Wallace here. You got Scott Pelley here.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Wow.
Well, anyway, Scott.
Honest to God.
What a difference.
Yeah.
We are now done celebrating Scott Pelley, and that is Mike. That is your magic audio vault.
Thank you very much, Rob. We will come back with Buzz and News, and we will wrap up our wine tasting with Oakton Wine Shop. We want to thank Brian and Kevin Gauthier for bringing these wonderful wines from Oakton Wine Shop. Their website, please. They support our show better than so many other people do.
Yes.
And we would love you, our listeners, to support them.
Yes.
Go to OaktonWineShop.com to find out more about that. And go see them. They're right over there in Hunter Mill Road. And it would be great to stop by during the holidays and check them out. We'll come back right after this.
I'm playing this song, Mike, for Emma Stone.
Ah, very good. Is she Aussie?
Down Under.
No, it's Down Under.
Oh, Down Under. Thank you. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I wish I was drinking wine. I would have gotten that joke. Jesus.
I'm not so sure.
It's time for Buzz's News. Oh, yeah, because I'm a big idiot.
No,
R-W-S.
Should we have another glass first?
What's that?
Should we have another glass first?
Yes. Let's. Now, how many do we have left here, Brian?
This is the last one.
Ah, the last one. Perfect. We will enjoy this.
And, Mike, this just in. My wife texted me she will not be bailing me out if I get a DUI today.
She's tired. Of that.
You're fine. What are we enjoying, Brian?
Back to another Vinitas de Ithaca wine, Achilles Priorat from Spain.
Ooh. Again, I didn't quite get all that.
No. Now, this is our second or third Spanish wine.
This is our third.
Is Spain, I never really pictured as a big wine country. Are they sort of coming around?
They are, and actually, these three wines are...
Shut up, Frankie!
Well, he wants wine, too.
All right.
These three wines are actually three of my favorite wines.
Really? What is
a Priorat? Is a region within Spain.
A Priorat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, and these are all named after gods.
Greek gods. They wanted to pay homage to the Greek gods that were very loyal to that area in Spain.
This is lush, guys?
Yeah. This
is
good.
This has a great bouquet.
Really complex, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Big, full-bodied, a lot of blackberry cassis.
This must be the kind of wine I like.
I like a
big, full body. Is that what it was the last time, too?
Yeah.
It's the kind of woman I like.
You like a full body.
This is actually my house red wine.
Really?
At my own personal house.
Right. Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how much does this cost, Brian?
$29.
$29.
Again,
and worth every nickel because it's a real good one. So that's the Priorat. If you are looking to really go for something special, that's what you want to get.
What would you pair this with food in an ideal world?
A beautiful steak.
Yeah.
Let me ask at the Oakton Wine Shop.
Or an ugly one.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I'm not going to pop for it, but I love to see the gold standard that you have in your wine shop, the stuff that you hear the angels sing when you go around. Don't touch the case, because every wine shop has the high dollar bottles.
Yeah. I have a whole room.
Oh, do you really?
I'm sure you do.
Because you're in Oakton, for Christ's sake. Of course you have a whole room.
It's not just about being
not
in
a
Oakton.
Bad little location to be in. I was in Oakton.
I was wondering if I could come to that room and use my pogo stick.
Absolutely.
What's the most expensive bottle of wine you have on campus?
Vieira de Lamuse.
And how much does that go for?
$500.
$500
bottle
of wine.
Now, when you stock a $500 bottle of wine, do you buy those one at a time? Do you buy them by the case? How do you do that?
It all depends. On this one, my whole allocation for the entire year was 6 bottles, so I bought the whole 6 bottles.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So when they limit how many you can buy, oftentimes you will buy as much as you can.
Yeah, I mean, because it's one of those wines that's got 100 points. You're never going to see it really in any other wine shop. It's mostly in restaurants.
Cool.
I happened to get an opportunity because I would know the winemaker. I know the family that owns the winery, and we took advantage of that.
Does it
ironic?
Ooh.
Yeah. Ironic.
Yeah. Ooh.
You just knocked that back, brother.
I had to get rid of it.
Way to savor it, my brother.
Wow. Wow, that's good stuff.
That $500 wine, does it pair well with Cheetos?
Absolutely.
Nice.
That'll go with anything. And you got some cupcakes here?
Oh, we do have some cupcakes from Sweet Bites Desserts in McLean.
Same ones you brought last time,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did. We brought two of her new flavors, her pumpkin flavor and her raspberry cream cheese.
I'm diving into those after the show.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be a fist fight.
All right, let's get right to it. It's time for news with Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore!
May be able to help. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They will compare rates to help you save.
Rob's drunk.
Licensing and disclaimer information at smartterm.com.
They're all buzzed.
Encore!
They're all buzzed
Encore
now.
Insurance Service.
Thank you. I think it's the Spanish wine.
Damn it, I wish I was particular. Even on a Monday, that would be great.
End up face down.
Thank you.
You want to come back later?
If you're at 4.
You know, somehow, Brian, I think this afternoon I'm probably not going to need you.
Nappy
time.
That's
true. Yeah.
Although, if you want to come tomorrow morning, bring a funnel.
Or a tampon.
Both.
With a funnel, you won't need the tampon.
Take it away, Buzz. He's got. Now, Rob gets like terminal last word disease. We wouldn't
watch
get to Buzz because Rob would be finishing the thoughts.
What's the fun here?
Yeah, very good.
Now, if you thought our opinion of Congress couldn't go any lower, it did after that segment on 60 Minutes. Last night.
I was all in on that one.
CBS News reports that members of Congress can legally do what you and I cannot, and that's conduct insider trading on the stock market. The report says House Speaker John Boehner and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi have both engaged in insider trading that's illegal for the rest of us, but legal for them. The report says both have made money off of these insider trades, and both of them deny it, by the way. CBS, however, standing by its story, saying Boehner made money on insider trading on healthcare stocks during the big healthcare debate of 2 years ago. Nancy Pelosi benefited from insider trading of stock in Visa during congressional debate about the credit card industry.
I was so pissed off when I
watched
this.
A lot of people are.
I mean, I'm like, forget them. Forget all of them.
This is the big topic today. A lot of people are
talking
about
this. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, you know, I've always fought against the credit card company. Mm-hmm. And you're buying stock in a credit card company, you bitch.
Now, what they're both saying essentially is we don't do this. We have people who handle our finances. We know nothing about what they're doing.
Right.
But that's what they're saying.
You know, now, I will say this. There is every possibility that could be true.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about individual issues, it's the timing that doesn't make sense.
Right.
The timing
indicates
why would you do this, you know,
during
that?
At the height
why would you
debates.
Not instruct your people to do that and put it all on a blind trust? Or better yet, how about while you're in office, you don't trade?
Right.
You're not allowed to trade in the markets. How about that?
Right.
Is that so odd? Is that really so odd? You know,
it makes perfect sense.
Easy to ask that.
Yeah,
about.
Go for it.
They need to be objective, and they can't be as long as they have traders handling
it. Right. And she's got those crazy eyes. I don't know.
And he's no better.
Which
Mr.
leads
Tan,
us.
Tan, perfect suit, dick.
Leads us to your next thought that you mentioned earlier, Mike. Like, there is finally a credible move afoot to establish a third political party in the U.S.
Okay.
Mark McKinnon, who worked on the campaigns of Texas Democrat Ann Richards and Republican George W. Bush.
And the brother of your former radio partner.
Thank you.
Has volunteered his savvy for a group called Americans Elect. This group has already raised $20 million and plans to use the internet
to gain momentum. We'll see what they do.
Like to see the candidates, like to see what they have to offer.
That's going
to
be the next step, is finding the right people.
Exactly.
After some serious setbacks, the Occupy Wall Street movement is now planning a spring offensive. Organizers say they'll spend the winter building momentum on the internet and making plans to focus on new targets come spring. It's a good thing, because all of the Oakland protesters were moved out by police this morning. Across the country, police are forcing the protesters out of public parks, so the protesters are looking for new places to occupy. Detroit protesters managed this by getting together with a real estate agent. They've found new property. And in Oakland, California, the protesters are moving out of the business district and onto college campuses. That seems familiar. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett says you never know where this Penn State investigation is going to head.
Oh, you know what? I meant to say, Oscar, thank you for putting the bet down for the Ravens and also for the Patriots last night. We lost with the Ravens, we won with the Patriots.
Right.
So
it's a wash. Good job.
Yeah, very. It's a push. I think he might have put down a heavier bet for the Patriots, but I couldn't read it with his cell phone text that he sent me. Non-cell phone text.
Well, what
right. All right, I'm in surgery already, okay? Thank you very much. I've left the show
Oscar's
now.
What did the text say?
It said, here's your ticket. And he took a picture of my ticket that he got at Caesar's Palace.
I'm sure the resolution was wonderful.
First one it was for the Ravens.
Yeah.
The second one, the first picture was held up by two lovely ladies.
Of course.
Oh.
And then the later one was in like a booze glass.
Because Oscar's in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Right. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett says you never know where the Penn State thing is going to lead. For example, he says the Penn State investigation actually grew out of another case in which Jerry Sandusky was working as a volunteer coach in a neighboring county.
Jesus.
Corbett says, likewise, the Penn State probe could lead to other revelations. And that takes us to Charleston, South Carolina, where officials at the Citadel Military College say they have investigated charges against a camp counselor. The school says it regrets taking no action in the case. Sound familiar?
My God. What is happening?
Despite the counselor's 3 years at that school.
So many regrets.
The man was ultimately arrested for molesting 5 boys in nearby Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
I just want everybody on our show, everybody associated with our show, to know if I saw any of you guys, doing anything with a child, I'm calling the police.
Good.
And then I'm kicking your ass, even with a bad knee. Thank you.
Right.
Thank
Understood.
You. And I would expect the same treatment.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, it's just, you look the other way. Really, the thing about it is,
I don't know how.
I don't blame the undergrad at Penn State, because he's scared, he doesn't know what to do, and he goes to his superior. Then his superior is supposed to call the police.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's Joe Paterno, correct?
Yeah, his superior went to another superior.
Yeah.
And every time you go up, I mean, again, this is a situation where what they did on paper is
right,
but morally and ethically, it's wrong.
But even if you're a scared underling, and you report it, and your superior doesn't do anything about it, then I would go to the police.
Right.
So creepy.
Yeah. In England, meanwhile, the Catholic Church is former chief investigator of child sexual abuse there has been ordered to prison for a year after this married father of 4 was arrested for possession of child pornography.
Oh, God.
The very people we put in charge of policing this kind of thing. Finally, something happier. Last week, and weird, oddly strange, last week, 44-year-old Terry Trent of Vandalia, Ohio, was high on bath salts.
Boo, Vandalia!
That's the new thing, getting high on bath salts.
With tampons.
It's the toad licking of 2011.
Ryan, do you have any bath salts in your Oakton wine shop?
No.
Okay.
You don't get very high, but you smell wonderful.
Bathe in wine.
High on bath salts.
Anyway, while Terry was high on bath salts, he broke into a home and did the unspeakable. He put up the family's Christmas decorations. He turned on the TV, lit a candle, and started decorating. And like the Cindy Lou Who scene from Grinch, an 11-year-old boy came home to find whacked-out Terry decking the halls.
That's great.
The police were called, and Terry now faces burglary charges, even though he didn't take anything.
Mark, get ready to hit that button for the closing music.
Mike, I'm drunk.
This is his kicker.
Wake up, Mark.
Didn't take anything except maybe the family's joy of putting up its own decorations. And for that, he has apologized. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Hey, Brian Gothier and Kevin Gothier, thank you both for coming in today, boys. I hope you had a great time.
Always.
Brian, I leave it up to you. I'm not going to give you the regular show close. What do you want to sell during the holidays, my friend? Lay it on the line.
Lots of wine, lots of cupcakes, and lots of beer.
There you go.
Wine tasting this weekend. Yes.
Yeah, wine tasting is coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday.
That's going to be from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. on the 19th of November. What better time for a wine tasting when you really want to know what you want want to serve at your Thanksgiving table, roll over there. If I'm gimping around, if I can make it out, I'm going to come by. I'm going to come by and try to see
you. We'll have 12 wines open, just four wines for Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's the Oakton Wine Shop. They are located at Hunter Mill and Route 123 in Oakton. 500 hand-selected wines, also all the great cheese, the cupcakes, anything you want, and plenty of beer over there as
Pâté, Mike.
Pâtés.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nice. I might have to, you know, even if I'm in pain, I'm going to go by.
I think you should.
That's it.
The pâté will fix the pain.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. And thank you all. Tomorrow, it's post-surgery. I am hoping I will be sitting in this same chair.
So are we.
I really am.
I'm hoping there's breath in your lungs.
but the show goes on no matter what the circumstances. Right.
And, Mike, if this is, which is conceivably your final broadcast.
Yes, Rob.
If this is your final time, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Final words.
Yeah, Rob, stop being an ass on Facebook.
Okay.
Thank you very much. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Dead man's meat.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. Who's a fool in the corner crying? I say, a little old wine drink on me. I came here last week from down in Nashville. My baby left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her. But in Chicago, a broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's a fool in a corner crying, I say, a little old